Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. As always, I'm so thrilled that you'd spend a few minutes of your day with us. And my hope is that these few minutes would offer some encouragement and some help as you launch into your day. Well, today as we dive in, I want you to think about something crazy. What if you lost your sight today? What if you literally went blind? How difficult would that be? How difficult would it be for you to get from one room in your house to the next room? Or how hard would it be for you to get to the grocery store and to find what you need? Something is really hard when you lose your sight. Well, in Mark chapter 10, there's a fascinating miracle that happens at the end of the chapter. It's the last miracle that Mark talks about before Jesus goes to the cross. In fact, in Mark chapter 10, Jesus is traveling through a town called Jericho. Now, this was the normal route that pilgrims would take to go to Jerusalem for the Passover. Well, in Mark chapter 10, we meet a blind beggar named Bartimaeus. Now, Bartimaeus has been begging his entire life. And so chances are he hears the crowd coming through. He knows where they're going to pass through to get to Jerusalem. He knows the route really, really well. And so he strategically places himself near the crowd. Now, there's probably a lot of reasons for that, but one of the reasons was so that he could beg, so that people on their way to the Passover celebration would maybe have mercy or have pity on him and give him some money. And so he positions himself, he hears the crowd, but something shifts. The thing that shifts is he hears that Jesus is in the crowd. And so listen to what he says as he's there begging. He shouts out in verse 47. He says, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Well, the crowd didn't like it. I mean, the crowd did not want to hear this. And so it says, and many of the people yelled at him. They tried to get him to be quiet. And yet he kept crying out, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So in verse 49, it says, when Jesus heard him, he stopped. And so in other words, this blind man is seen by Jesus himself. Jesus stopped and he calls to the blind man and listen to what Jesus says to him. He says in verse 51, "What do you want me to do for you?" I think that's a great question. One of the reasons why I think this is a great question is because oftentimes it's harder than we imagine on the surface to answer it. Because for us to answer this question well, it means that we actually know what we really need. And oftentimes the thing that we really need is not the thing that we want. Let me tell you what I mean. I wrote down a few of these things. Oftentimes people want popularity. In other words, they want their social media accounts to go through the roof and their TikTok videos to become viral. Or sometimes people want just a little more money. And so they're willing to uproot everything and to leave everything they've known behind, neighbors and friends and churches, just to chase another dollar. Or people want pleasure. And so they end up doing things that maybe bring temporary pleasure, but over time hollow out their souls. People want distraction. And so maybe they binge watch TV just a little bit too much. People want fit bodies. And so maybe they focus on their bodies while they neglect theirs. See, oftentimes the problem with answering this question is if we're not careful, we'll actually want something that doesn't meet our true need. So Jesus asked him, "What is it that you want me to do for you?" He could have asked for anything. He could have asked for a house. He could have asked for money. He could have asked for friends and popularity. But instead, he asked for the one thing that he actually needed. He wanted to see. He wanted to see. Now, a bigger house isn't going to help him to see. A chiseled six-pack isn't going to help him see. More money's not going to help him to see. So in this moment, for a blind person, the only thing that he actually wanted, the only thing that he actually needed was to see. He knew what he wanted, and he knew the one person that can meet that need. Today, I want you just to think about that for a moment. What is it that if Jesus asked you, "What do you want me to do for you today?" what would your answer be? Would your answer be something that's on the surface, or are you so in touch with the actual needs on the inside of you, the needs that maybe nobody else knows about, that you would actually be able to articulate in a clear way, Jesus, if I could ask you to do anything in my life, would you step in and fix this thing? And I want to encourage you to take a few minutes today and just carve out some time, and maybe even on a blank piece of paper, ask the question, what is it I actually need? And begin to list that and to sit with that in silence, in prayerful attitude, and say, what is it I really need? And at the bottom of the page, if Jesus were to ask you the question, what is it you want? Would you write that out and pray that today? Because Bartimaeus knew something that nobody else in the crowd was saying that day, that Jesus was the Son of David, that he was the Messiah, that he was the promised one that would come and he'd cause the blind people to be able to see. Man, I hope you have a fantastic day today as you wrestle with that question. What do you want? What do you actually need? Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.